Okay, quickly just check to see how we sound. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you right, but I can only hear well in the left, in the right ear.
I just remembered I forgot to turn you on.
Would help.
Yeah, it's stereo. So one of us comes in from, I'm on the left channel, you're on the right channel, basically.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Okay, well, can you say some stuff?
La 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 la.
That's good. It's going to be too much, probably. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had some golden grahams this morning. It's from.
Do you have them dry or with milk?
With milk. Some people have it with water. People who have it with water. It's a crime, that is, to have it. I know. I think if you're like allergic to dairy, I can understand. But if for any other reason, it's crime to have cereal or water.
Yeah, I'm much more of a milk person myself. But yeah, I agree. The way forward with any kind of cereal tends to be milk for me. I mean, some cereal I could probably eat dry. I like things like golden grahams. I can eat them dry, but I prefer a little bit of milk.
It's good that we finally got some rain this week after weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of sun.
It's been a bit. there's not been much break, has there?
So my family, they went down to Isle of Wight during the last week, and they've got completely sunburnt, like you know when you really get sunburnt. My stepdad, he's got it around the ankles. My mum's friend who was with them, she was wearing her whole body's covered in sunburns.
Did they not hear the song "Use Sunscreen"?
I don't think they did, but it's in this situation.
Yeah, I guess it's an old song.
Well, obviously they're older than you. They should really.
Yeah. Oh no, do I tend to think about sunscreen a lot, or?
Yeah, normally, yeah, I'm not, obviously I wasn't there, so I'm not sure why, but.
Yeah, that makes sense. I see what you're saying.
Got round to watching the second Kingsman film during the week. Always wanted to, I loved the first one, and finally got round to doing it during the week.
I've not seen it yet.
I did a live stream of me watching it. I decided to do something. It's sort of first live stream. It wasn't really Bonfire Cherry related,
right?
So I had to set it. It took me forever to set it up in the living room. So I had my phone adjacent to like a small bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
So it essentially you could still see what was going on, but you couldn't see the whole screen and that. So
that's interesting
for copyright reasons and whatnot. And it was. It was all right. It's just, have you ever seen the first one?
Yeah, I've seen the first one, but I've not seen the second one yet.
And you know, so the thing they showed us off in the trailer, they brought back Colin Firth in it.
Oh, right.
And I've got annoyed that he bring him back because he had such a cool scene in the church and that. Then I don't see why they had to bring him back, obviously, apart from marketing purposes. But they already had, like, Kat and Jenin Tatum, Jeff Bridges and that and whatnot. I didn't see what they're to bring him back, but Elton John was pretty good. Elton John's in it.
I didn't know that.
And it's yeah, it was.
Is it just as himself, or is he?
Yeah, you know, as himself.
Right.
I say he's very flamboyant, and that's all I'm saying. What
he's kind of what you expect him to be.
Yes, and yeah, it's if you ever search on Twitter, Bonfire Cherry's live reaction to Kingsman: The Golden Circle, and then you'll be able to listen to, able to watch the live stream and hear my complaints about it. But I say the film, due to Elton John, I say about 8 out of 10.
See,
have you watched any films recently?
I watched The Avengers last night. It's not Age of Ultron.
We have to state because we're British, because there's two Avengers, remember?
Yeah.
That's why the reason.
Yes.
For those who were curious when the first Marvel Avengers film came out, why it was called Avengers Assemble, here in the UK. It was due to the fact there was a film in the 90s called The Avengers based on the old TV show of that age, and it wasn't that much of a good film, and it's anybody who was into Marvel was not really gonna really know about the TV show. So but yeah. I think just on the small percentage of people would still know what the Avengers are.
I doubt you'd find it difficult to find Americans who really know who the Avengers are.
I think they've been alright with it now, thankfully, but just that's yeah, the first Avengers film pretty good. The Marvel's Avengers. I remember seeing it at the cinema when it first came out on the first day. Yeah, it was really good. And have you seen the recent one? Infinity War.
Yeah, that's the one I watched last night.
Oh, cool. Yeah, what did you think of it?
Yeah, it was. I heard a spoiler about a main character dying before I watched it, and the end was more of a surprise.
Well, it's coming out on DVD shortly. Well, a lot of it's I suppose I can go into spoilers about it. It's been out long enough. I doubt really anybody who's going to listen to this is going to think, oh no. But to be honest, I suppose wait till next year. If we still do this next year, then talk about the spoilers then. Wait for part two to come out.
So I guess we need an effectful spoiler horn.
Spoiler! did you stay to the? Did you watch the end credits scene?
I did. Yeah, it gives a kind of I wasn't quite sure what it meant at first, but
you had to Google it. Didn't
yeah,
you?
yeah. So I think maybe we're going to see Captain Marvel maybe next.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is the Captain. Strange. Yeah. I knew that straight away. That's the sad thing about it. Even though I've got no knowledge of the character.
Yeah. Well, I've been hearing about doing stuff for Captain Marvel before, but I wasn't quite sure what's going to happen with it, and now I kind of see how it's probably going to fit in, so it's interesting.
Have you seen any of the DC films, like Justice League? Or...
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them. I saw Batman vs Superman, and...
What did you think of it?
it was...
All right.
Okay, so yeah. It was entertaining to watch.
I think the Christopher Nolan Batman films and... Wonder Woman film was good. Because yeah. I think the new one's coming out.
I'd say the Wonder Woman film was better than Batman vs Superman.
Yes. And, because there's going to be a new Aquaman film.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And then it's going to be Shazam, who's originally was supposed to...
Arrow. I don't know if you've watched TV series, but you know Arrow, the guy with the bow and arrow?
Yeah. He's DC, yeah. And there's got to be a Shazam, whose old name was Captain Marvel. It's complicated when it comes to... It's like, for example, it's really common when it comes to like, who owns what. It's like, with the Avengers and... Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
You know Quicksilver?
Yeah.
It's how he appeared in that? Also, he appeared in the... X-Men film. X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes, I do.
X-Men Days of Future Past, didn't it? X-Men Apocalypse. It's one of those things how...
I've lost track even of this,
it is when it comes to Marvel, technically both the main Marvel themselves and the Sony Marvel both own Quicksilver and Scarlet, which is the fact this, because they both count as Avengers and as mutants.
Right.
So in the X-Men film, they can say them as mutants, but they can't mention they're Avengers, and in the Avengers, they can't mention they're mutants.
Yeah, I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I call them Inhumans.
Yeah, because Sony owns the rights to the word mutant.
Yeah.
But because I think it's complicated when it comes to that sort of stuff.
Yeah. It's one of those things you don't really think about. It's like with Twitter, when you pull to refresh, that's actually a trademark owned by Twitter, that gesture.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense as a metaphor. You pull something and it refreshes, but it's one of those things which aren't really obvious until you actually make it a feature, if that makes sense.
Yeah.